This is the second anniversary of Daily Ozarks at Large, and it is our All Cotton Show.
Yes, it is.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Asma Grajeda.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Speaking of T-shirts.
Yes.
And we were.
We were.
With Michael Baker from Houndstooth. Mm-hmm. Most people get a T-shirt the old-fashioned way. They walk into a store and they buy it.
And then they wear it.
Right. However.
Some people get them shot at them.
Through a cannon or a gun or some sort of
device.
Yes. And when we were sitting around the table planning this All Cotton Show.
Mm-hmm. You came up with this idea.
Did I?
You did. And I thought it was fantastic. So I ran with it.
T-shirt cannons have become a staple at sporting events.
Yes.
And so you and I last week went to Arvest Ballpark to see if they'd tell us about their T-shirt gun.
Last Thursday, there was a rather unusual scene at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. The baseball diamond was hidden beneath a tarp. As rain fell from a dark and cloudy sky, thunder clapped overhead, and lightning struck an area outside the stadium that was a little too close for comfort. For a brief period of time, there was even some small hailstones bouncing off the floor of the concourse. Under the covered concourse, we met with members of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals front office, including marketing manager Regina Van Hinklum and promotions coordinator Julie Mileto. As we made our way down the south concourse, we stopped and Regina placed a skinny black bag on top of a silver counter where you'll normally find condiment stationed during a home game. She unzipped the bag and revealed a large T-shirt cannon, which is a long, transparent tube connected to a stock with a trigger. After Regina attached an air tank to the bottom of the cannon, she said we were ready to go. Instead of a T-shirt, we were preparing to shoot balls, which Julie explained is part of an in-game promotion for Daisy, where selected fans are able to come onto the field and shoot a ball at a large bullseye bearing Daisy's logo.
Their product is guns, so that's where this one came in.
And it's a commonly used practice in minor league baseball and in sports in general to have T-shirt guns. I've seen some as large as that look like Gatling guns that just pump out T-shirts as quickly as they can. So
this particular T-shirt cannon is new for this season. Julie explained last year's cannon was more complicated for the short amount of time the promotions team is on the field. Julie said they still have the old cannon, which they can use if they need more than one T-shirt cannon for promotion or if something ever happens to the new cannon. She said it takes little training to use the device, and basically all you need to know is how much pressure it requires. This cannon uses a maximum of 250 pounds per square inch, or PSI. But because the target is not too far away, Julie said they try to stay under 200 PSI. In comparison, last year's cannon would reach about 300 PSI in order to hit a target that was located near the bullpen. Street team intern Sydney Thoreau was also part of our group on that soggy afternoon. After a brief lesson on how to use the cannon, Sydney, who had one arm in a sling, trotted to the east end of the concourse to retrieve our balls.
Do you want to give it a shot?
Yeah.
Okay, so where am I shooting it?
Just shoot straight.
Just
and
shoot
don't
straight.
Hit Sydney.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's
going to chase down the ball.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
She already has an arm.
There you go. Just pull the trigger.
Okay.
This is a nice shot. You might have hit our target.
Excellent. Next time.
Can I have a kick?
A little bit. Not too bad. Not too bad. You want to try?
Sure.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry. And it's just pull the trigger?
Just aim and pull.
Oh, it's heavier than I thought.
I think it really is the air tank that has the most heat.
I like it like I'm got a scope.
You just
got
to make sure that the ball stays back on the air chamber right there, but you don't have to you don't have to compensate for it. It will just shoot. Just don't let it roll forward.
That is weak. That's cool though.
But it still sounds good.
It does. It sounds real good.
During the course of the season, Regina said they give away thousands of T-shirts.
When we did our calculations with giveaways provided by sponsors, like we've got a Pepsi T-shirt giveaway that we're giving away to about 2,000 people, those happen quite a few times throughout the year, and they have to give a minimum of 1,500 T-shirts. So doing calculations with those, and we give about 2 sheets T-shirts out a day for our back kids, because they have their own color, or is it their own back kids T-shirt. And we calculated about 5,000, What was it, 5,000 throughout the year?
Yeah, I think throughout the season we give out pretty close to, if not over, 5,000.
Because we have 70 games, home games in the season, so it adds up.
Yeah.
Are they all natural t-shirts or?
Like we've got a Pepsi t-shirt coming up, but we also have, we're hosting the 2013 All-Star Game here next year. So at September 1st, we are giving away a 2013 All-Star Game logo t-shirt. So it just depends on who sponsors it and how many we get.
So far, the Naturals have only shot balls and t-shirts out of the cannon, but Regina says she has seen a rubber chicken catapulted out of a t-shirt cannon. These machines do pack a bit of a punch, but Regina assured us that it's a very safe and entertaining addition to a Naturals baseball game.
The only way I could see people getting injured from that is diving to go get the t-shirt, but it's pretty easy. I know we also throw t-shirts off the dugout every single seven-inning stretch, so that's 20 t-shirts every game that we're just throwing to people, and the fans love it, so it's pretty exciting.
To see the t-shirt cannon in action for yourself, you can head to a Naturals home game at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale. The regular season wraps up in September, and you can find out more at nwanaturals.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.